From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Coxsackie-Athens School District will be asked to approve a proposed energy performance project next week. That proposal includes an update of the district's infrastructure, including steam to hot water conversion, a condensing boiler plant, upgrades to the lighting, ventilation, and electrical systems, and more. Also, both elementary schools would receive improvements to lighting, building installation, the computer network, and control system. Coxsackie-Athens Superintendent Randall Squire said by choosing to pursue an energy performance project instead of a traditional capital project, the district will still be left with money in the bank. The district would end up with a net balance of $1.6 million following its 18-year contract with Ecosystems Energy Services, and an additional $317,000 could be provided if the project receives voters' approval. The additional funds would go towards programming and classroom material, Squire said. The cost of the project is $2.7 million. With the application of state funding, the proposal is not projected to increase property taxes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Two students from Greenville Central High School have been selected from thousands of students countrywide as two of the top 100 finalists in the first robotics dean's list. Austin Field and Rachel Shelburne, both juniors, were nominated by Scott Gardiner, Director of Technology for the Greenville Schools. The Greenville FIRST Robotics team consists of about 25 students. And this year, for the second year in a row, the team advanced as far as the regional competition at Pace University in Westchester County. FIRST is an acronym meaning for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. As finalists, Phil and Shelburne were invited to FIRST World Competition in Detroit, Michigan last month. Field has been a member of the robotics team from its inception 4 years ago. Because of his experience on the team, he wants to pursue engineering as a career. Gardiner said Shelburne and Field have both exhibited significant leadership skills while on the team during the past years. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. H. Rose Snyder is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Rensselaerville may soon switch to an appointed sole assessor. The Rensselaerville Town Board will hold a special meeting June 4th to discuss whether the town should do away with its existing system of the three elected posts in favor of an appointed one. Of the 994 towns and cities statewide, only 60 have an elected board of assessors, and another 10 have a single elected assessor. The remainder are appointed by the town or city government, or, in the case of Tompkins and Nassau counties, by the county government. In 1970, the state changed the laws covering assessors, eliminating three elected assessors and creating the position of sole appointed assessor. Some towns, like Rensselaerville, opted out of that change. All three of Rensselaerville's serving assessors support the change. The State Department of Taxation and Finance promotes the employment of a single assessor, saying it is more efficient to have one person interpret tax law and assess properties. If the board passes a local law to appoint a sole assessor, the term of the three current elected assessors would expire on December 31st of that year. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. David Lombardo is reporting for Capitol Confidential. Legislation advanced on May 13th by the State Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee would prevent law enforcement agencies from using ongoing judicial proceedings as an excuse for rejecting freedom of information requests. New York currently gives law enforcement the discretion to decide if disclosing public information would interfere with an ongoing judicial proceeding. The proposed measure also amends language in state law that has given public entities the ability to deny requests for records compiled as part of a criminal investigation, even though the information was prepared in the ordinary course of business, such as meeting minutes. The memorandum accompanying the bill asserts that FOIL is being twisted by government agencies to withhold records or parts of records. Supporters of the legislation are optimistic about its passage before the end of the legislative session in June. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.